This is Passport to Texas. If bird watching is your passion, consider sharing your sightings with the world on eBirds.
That the Cornell Lab of Ornithology sponsors.
Cliff Shackelford is Parks and Wildlife's non-game ornithologist. With spring migration underway, who knows what you'll see in the next few weeks?
And you can easily, on your smartphone or your computer, enter your sightings. You can even start with eBird by setting up your yard as a hot spot or a patch that you frequent, and it's already in the system, and all you do is you go and say, okay, it was April 27th and we had a black-throated green warbler and two Tennessee warblers and a chestnut-sided warbler, and you can enter that, and then other people can see that and get pretty excited.
Of course, if the hot spot is, say, your backyard, you may not want strangers walking up to your fence line with binoculars. You can be somewhat vague when inputting the location of your sighting and still provide meaningful information to your fellow birding enthusiasts.
If you're worried about people finding your secret patch, you can make it more of a broad brushstroke on the map, but still submit the data so people can say, wow, that was Travis County and they had all those great birds. So eBird is a real good tool.
Find a bunch of birding information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.